Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're going to have a fantastic show for you this evening. We have two special folks that's going to be on. Miss Cotton is going to be here this evening, and she's going to live with also the Unsub Poet. She's going to be here this evening, and I'm going to do it for you. We like her, we Word Sexy Radio. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper. And like I said, we got this thing going this evening. We got this guest coming on. But before we get into our guests, before they come, we're going to make sure that we do a little bit of admin stuff. First of all, y'all know that it's getting ready to be that time for us to vote, and we need to make sure that we're all registered and everything is in place. Also, there's a new movie that's coming out. I normally don't do this, but I'm going to do it this time because I'm very disappointed in in the Republicans right now. You know, there's a movie that's coming out starring Clint Eastwood, and of course you know what he did when he was at the National Convention. He tried to marginalize our president and make him look as if he was nobody. So now he has a movie, and he's expecting people to come and watch it. So I ask all of you to boycott that movie. You know, I can't tell you what to do as far as that, but I ask you if you would not go see the movie. And I'm trying to get the name of it. I'm going to have the name of that movie before the end of the show so that you'll know what I'm talking about. But it's a new movie with Clint Eastwood, and we want to make sure that we don't support him. Since he can vacate chairs at the National Convention, we'll do that for him in his week when his movie comes out. So we'll be talking about that. But we thank y'all for coming on Word Sexy Radio. And anybody who's interested, the chat room is open. We have that available as well. The link is out there. You can use that. And we also have the number if you want to call in. The number is 347-215-8539. Of course, this is Grown Folks Radio, Word Sexy Radio. That's how we do it. And we're going to see if we have any people that might have a question or something that they want to say before we get into it. And, of course, this is area code 773. I'm going to say you first because there's a couple of those numbers coming out of there. So 609, you have a question. Who is this?
This is Miss Cotton calling.
Hey, Cotton, how are you, sweetheart?
I am good.
You know, it's always good to have you come on. And I knew that was you, but I just wanted to make sure because sometimes people change their numbers and do all kinds of things with their numbers and try to make like they're you, baby. Why do they do that?
You know, somebody's always somebody out there trying to be like Cotton.
You know it. So what's going on in the sexy world of Cotton today? How's that?
Oh, so much is going on. You know, we got the radio show we just started with you will be on the 28th. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I am too. And I've definitely got to make sure you remind me so I won't miss it because I definitely want to be there. And you send me out that link so I can, you know to do that. So. Because you know how things get with me sometimes. I get a little hectic. But, yeah, I do want to be there because I want to talk to you guys. And I'm trying to figure out GPA's first three because I can't remember his area code. I don't know if it's the same as yours or is it something
it
different.
It is. It's 773, and it's going to be like a 459 number.
Okay. So he comes on, I'll definitely know that. Okay, because I see one, but I don't know. It's another number, so I'm not going to go there yet because I'm not sure. But when he does come up, I'll make sure I get him in. But we're just glad to have you. And like I was saying before the show started, we were talking a little bit about this new movie that Clint Eastwood has coming out. You know how he tried to make the president look terrible at the Republican National Convention. And I was just trying to put it out there that we need to boycott his movie. He wants people to come and, you know, come and see his movie, but he can't support the president. So we can't do that. So we're not going to support him. So anyway, and I like Clint Eastwood and a lot of his movies, but you know something? When it comes to our president and comes to what he's trying to do for the world and our you know, a lot of movies, I just can't seem to go with that. So, you know, just wanted to put that out there. What do you think about that?
I think sometimes people create controversy just so, you know, because there's a new generation out there. A lot of them don't really know who Clint Eastwood is, but we've always enjoyed his movies. Like, it's been this will probably be, and I saw the previews of it, and I was like, oh, that seemed like a really great movie to go to. Well, I won't be going to see it.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? But, you know, once they put it like that, when they put it out there like that and make it personal, then it becomes personal with us as well. So, before we get into it, because I'm going to start interviewing you in a minute, I wanted to give GPA a chance to get here. But before we do that, I just wanted to say, you know, I've been getting a lot of people, and I want to get your opinion on this. A lot of people have been asking for audiobooks. So I'm just wondering, do you think that the Scandalous Motive series needs to be a audiobook or audio series that can be listened to on the car, in your home, while you're having sex, whatever? I mean, you know, the voice of Red Snapper or someone speaking. What do you think about that?
I think it's, you know, if you can get it done in your own voice, because you have a very nice, seductive tone to your voice, as in for a man, and you know, the majority of the readers are going to be women, so them listening to you would be better than somebody else, of course. I think audio, because I saw that, and I thought, you know, that's interesting that, you know, some people don't want to read, they would like to listen to the story, you know.
Yes,
so that's
definitely a lot of people are really into that, they're getting into it because they can be doing yard work or whatever, and I don't know how you would listen to Scandalous Motives while you're doing yard work, because you'll have to stop and definitely go inside, or maybe you'll just do it right there. I don't know, but you know, that book is, you know, that series is hot, so I don't know how you're going to, you know, come to be able to do that. Or if you're riding down the road, can you imagine someone driving down the road and then all of a sudden they're listening to something erotic and they'll have to stop unless they want to have a wreck. So you know how that works. We don't want to do that.
You know, women read on their braids and things like that, you know, at work. So, you know, it's a great way to pass the time when you got that hour lunch.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, you would know because you are a sensuous woman, so you would definitely know. So let me see. I don't see EV yet, but we're going to try and see if there's another 773 with a 297 beginning. I'm not saying anymore. State your name, and I don't know if you're someone that wants to, supposed to be coming on or whatever, but if you have a question or anything, you can do it at this time. If you just listen,
hi,
just say that. And, hello?
This is Karina. Just listening.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in. I'm sorry. I didn't want to bust you out. And don't hang up because, you know.
No, of course.
Sometimes
okay.
Okay. Because sometimes people, you know, when we ask them, they just get scared and they run. So don't run, okay?
Oh, I
at least don't run from me. I'm not trying to run you away. But anyway, all right, here we go. So, Cotton, you're here and your boy is not. So we're going to give him some time. But what we're going to do is we're going to start it out. Huh?
The Bears game is on. So he's in there. And I told him, I was like, hey, look, I'm going to step outside. You... we waiting on you, so,
yeah,
you know.
Well, you know, I watch football,
not,
too.
We're going to keep it moving, though. He'll come
in. Not a problem. When he's ready, we'll bring him in, and he'll come in his own way. So tell us a little bit about you right now. What's going on with you? Because we know you've been touring the country, and you've been doing some things with the Unsub. So just kind of give us a little bit of that.
We actually have been doing quite a few things. We started the radio show, of course. We have the open mic live, so you can come down physically and do some open mic things if you want to. And
What's the name of the radio show?
The radio show is Poetry's Love Letter. Poetry's Love Letter on Blog Talk. So our first show was, I actually, believe it or not, I actually interviewed the Unsub last week because I wanted to test the water, so I opened it up,
you know,
for about a half hour.
I definitely listened to that interview, and it was very sensuous, and it sounded like a couple that was talking to each other and letting everybody into the bedroom. That's what it sounded like to me. So I don't know if that was the case. I'm not going to say that was, but it did sound like that to me. So what do you think?
I didn't listen to it, but as I was doing the show, of course, because of who I am and the way that I sound, it did kind of sound like that. But I wanted to ask him questions that the other hosts, they ask, and he kind of glosses over because they don't really know him. But I know, like, look, tell the truth. We're not going to do this today. Where you going to tell what it is, okay, women want, because he gets asked all the time, well, who's the woman in his life, or what woman does he have in his life, or is he dating anybody, and he always says poetry. No. Tell the women what they really want to know so they can stop asking you that question. Either you're single or you're not single, so don't say poetry. That's the other side of it. Tell what they really want to know is this side of it. And then some other questions that he wouldn't normally give the information out to somebody else. I know better. So you okay. Put it out there the way it's supposed to. So I tried to dig a little bit, and I noticed that it was the first time I ever heard him flustered. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
This is the first time I ever heard you. You're a little speechless right now.
Wow. So let me ask you, I mean, you've been putting a lot of energy in getting his career going, and you're doing a great job at that. What about yours? How's everything going on your end? Because I know you got some things happening, and I know you're doing some promoting of yourself as well. But like I said, Team GPA has really been out there. And let's hear a little bit about you right now until he comes on. So what's going on with Cotton?
I know you
got this book that you want to do, and you got this true story and all that. Let's talk about that.
I have a book which was stolen. I started writing it and it was stolen, so I have to start from scratch, which just means that gives me more time to be more creative with it. But there's two books that's going to come out around the same time. One is going to be poetry, and the other is going to be You know, Red, I think I'm going to just leave it at fiction just because of personal issues. And I don't want people asking me too many questions. I'm pretty open when it comes to my life and things because I know that it'll help other people. But I'm not sure if I want to leave it at fiction or nonfiction. But the other book, it'll be a novel, which will be Without Permission, is what the book is called. And it's basically the story of a young girl who, of a woman's life from starting from as a child on up until now to the point to where she's been, things have been done to her without her permission.
Wow.
So that's why the book is called Without Permission. And there are a lot of women that go through certain, you know, issues as such. So I wanted to do something that is going to help others, you know, heal, and at the same time, people can learn a little bit more about me.
Okay.
You know,
well, that sounds really good, and I'm definitely interested in that because, I mean, I know that your poetry is great on how you write that, and what I wanted, I'm intrigued with you writing something that is going to be, you know, a fiction novel and novel, because that would be something new that I would be interested definitely to see you do. And I know that you're good, and I definitely would just want to see how that's going to come out.
I will say that, in that book, that particular novel, there women will probably not like me in there, and I really don't care because I'm going to say some things, you know, just kind of like some of the stuff that I say on the show. At some point,
well,
you have to take responsibility.
Right. Is your objective to get women to like you?
No, I don't care.
Okay, then. So I wouldn't even say that. Don't even go there with that shit, because if it's not your objective, you just write your stories like I do. Is it my objective to talk about safe sex when I write my sexual books?
No.
Because it's fantasy. So if you can't fucking fantasize that you got a rubber on or something, or you know, fantasize that there's no disease in your fantasy world, then what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
So yeah,
in Red Snapper's
exactly
world.
That's right, in my world. Okay.
Right.
In my world,
there is
no damn disease. There is no fucking diseases. There's no gonorrhea. There's no AIDS. There's none of that shit.
We don't need condoms in that world.
You don't. Now, I think we got Mr. GPA, but I'm going to wait him. I'm going to have to wait a couple of seconds here because what I wanted to do is I know you're going to get a poem together and everything, and I know he has some stuff. He'll probably just come straight in as soon as I start him off. And I don't want to do that yet. I don't want him to come straight in like he always does. You know how he comes in and goes straight into a poem and all that. We're going to kind of relax on that just for a second. But I know he's ready to go. I know he is.
He's always
and,
always
he's
ready.
Always ready. He's always ready. But yeah, and I just want to put the number out again. Anybody who has any questions, if you got questions or comments that you want to speak to our poets, because we're both going to go here in a second and do it real big for you. The number is 347-215-8539, and it's Word Sexy Radio. And I just want to see, you may have a question here. There's an 816 number here, and I always try to give homage to those that are in the area. State your name and where you're calling from. If you have a question. If you don't, then please don't hang up. Okay, they're not saying anything. So that means they don't have a question. I'm going to leave that to where it is. So let's go ahead and bring in my boy. Let's see. Come on in, Mr. GPA. How's it going, brother?
What's good, Snapper? What's really good? Word Sexy Radio, what's good? Peace and love,
hey,
everybody.
What'd I tell you? As soon as I let him in, he goes. It's like a horse coming out the goddamn chutes. You know how that works, baby. So what's up? I know you was watching the football, and I love football as well, but here we are. What's going on?
Man, I'm here on Red. Man, look, the Bears going to handle their business. Go Bears. F the Cowboys. We're going to handle their business. We came here to take care of our business. We're on here with the world-renowned, internationally respected, scintillating sexual and sci-fi writer himself. So many books. Snapper, what's good?
Hey, man. You know something, man, you be making me feel really good, man, like I, you know, like I'm somebody, and I like that, man, how you did that. That's all right, because, you know, I'm just so humble in what I do, and, you know, I try to help others get there, so you know how it works out. But I appreciate you, I really do. And what we're going to do is, you know, we're going to give you guys a chance, before you get into some of your poetry and all that, because I know you guys are going to do some things together and separately, I just want you to kind of give the audience an opportunity to know who is the Unsolved. Let's do this. Go ahead, Mr. GPA. Let them know who you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, especially ladies, tonight you're going to go through an experience. I am from the South Side of Chicago, what I believe is the best city in the United States of America. I am 6 feet tall, dark skin, and after losing 40, 45 pounds, I am in the best shape of my life. You can see the muscles on my page. I am my mama's boy, my brother's brother, my daughter's father, and my best friend of my beagle, and I am one half of the most electrifying, sensually scintillating tag team that ever graced poetry, walking from stage to stage right after we shut down the Legacy Cafe in St. Louis, Missouri, the other half being Cotton Campbell, the soft-spoken poet. I am the poetic Unsub GPA. I am the author of 3 books, several anthologies, and currently the Moth Storytelling Champion, soon to be Grand Champion next month. I could tell you a whole lot more, but then that'll take over the next several shows the Rare Snapper has from Monday to Monday, so I won't do that.
Okay, and you heard it here, ladies, on Word Sexy Radio. As you know, this is the Poetic Unsub, and he does what he does. And we're going to let him loose here in a minute, because I know he's got some poetry. He's going to be stimulating some legs between somebody's, making them wet and all that. And that's what we do on
Word Sexy Radio. I got a brand new debut for you.
We want you to tell people right now.
I got the debut poem that I'm debuting on your show. It hasn't been done live. It hasn't been performed yet. It's on your show tonight. It's called Enough. Your show tonight. I'm debuting it.
We're going to let you release that in just a second, but I just want to let everybody know that the chat room is open. If you've got some questions in the chat room, we are going to get it. And matter of fact, we've got one right now from one of our fellow authors. She has written, I love the title, what inspired it, and I wonder if she's talking about the title of the radio show or what we're talking about. So if she can kind of elaborate on that. If you're talking about Word Sexy Radio, we chose that because we write sexual. We write all kinds of things. We write to get you off, to get you hot, to make you wet, to do your whatever we need to do to get you there. That's what we do. That's what Word Sexy Radio is about, and that's what we're going to continue to do. So if you come here, it's explicit, it's nasty, it's fucked up, it's going to get you hot, be licking pussy. We're doing everything on this show. Okay?
Wow.
So if y'all don't like it, I'm sorry. You can leave me. It's fine, but we are explicit, so it's labeled when you see it. So if you don't know, please, I hope your children are not listening to this show because we don't want to hurt nobody. All right, so are you ready to do your poem, Mr. GPA?
You know what? I am ready.
Well, then, brother, the floor is yours.
All righty, here we go. Her dress was long but short enough. My thumb was short, but long enough. Her legs were curled, but they spread just wide enough. The entry was full, but deep enough. Her moans were inaudible to all else around us, but they were loud enough. And no lubricant was necessary, for her chasm was dripping, drenching, wet enough. My zipper not pulled down all the way, but it was open enough. My hardness, it's not its hardness, but it's hard enough. Her mouth takes in tip and shaft. Movements are slow, which are fast enough. Early remnants seeping from obelisk means slow and steady is more than enough. And the cab driver ignores all that's going on in his back seat, and it makes me wonder, was the tip I gave him at the beginning of the ride enough? My poem.
Well, I tell you.
Woo!
You come on Word Sexy Radio with the GTA himself. He does it like that. I had to do it. It's just the way it is.
Okay, now, Miss Cotton, with your sexy voice and your thing, I know you got something to come with us.
Yes. I don't think I've ever done this on your show, so I'm going to actually do. I've not done this on your show, so I'll just say that. I haven't.
So make me hot. Make me hot, baby. Do it to me.
You're about to get hot.
Let's go.
At night, when you fall and I'm alone, I feel the fabric from your T-shirt flowing through my body. I can still hear your baritone in my ear telling me you'll take it slow. And I was in the mirror playing roles like you were here. I couldn't turn me on, so I fell asleep with some music on. Woke up again hearing the same old song playing. Give it to me, fever. You're giving me the fever. Now you got my feet up. This one is a keeper. His pen wrote what my mind thought, how my heart felt. From my heart, the flow of his thoughts, the way he slowly wrote each word in a motion, very similar to the sway of my hips, words that fall from my lips. His hand is gripping my hips. It was like a dance. With him leading and guiding my thoughts, his hands, he's leading me blind. Our hearts moving in time, palm down, thumb up, and index finger grips the black pen, each word smoothly covering the invisible line of each piece of paper. When this dance is done, his pen, my thoughts, his words from our hearts become one in love. Softly spoken.
Wow.
Ooh, ooh, wee.
Okay.
I saw you that line.
We've been blown away. We've been blown away. GTA.
Yes.
You gonna keep going with it? You gonna keep going? Because I know y'all got some stuff where y'all go back and forth. So y'all can do one of those. We got that. So, but before we go any further, I want to see if we got any questions of anyone out there. I know in the chat room we had a question about your books, and I wanted to let the lady know that you have seven novels, right? Never seven books, right?
Six
books. Okay, and you have a seventh with the fiction that's coming out. I think she wanted to know. And you said the name of that is going to be again?
Without permission, it's going to be the novel. And then the poetry book that's going to come out alongside it is called Poetry's Ranch.
Okay. And I hope that answers her question because she's asking that. Now, anybody out there that has any questions, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word 60 Radio. And I say we're grown folks radio. So, like I said, hopefully those that are listening want to be here because this is adult radio. So it's kind of like when you go to XM radio, whatever, like the Foxhole with Jamie Foxx.
Right.
They cuss
right.
Shit. That's what we do here. So if you don't know that, you know it now because I'm cussing like a motherfucker. I know. So, and I'm doing it on purpose because I want y'all to understand it's not going to be bleak. So this is live radio. And
right.
I don't want to offend anyone. And I also have to say that to people when they want to come on the show and do poetry or whatever it is they want to do, I make it clear. You know, you can come on. I don't care if you're a Christian fiction person or whatever. You can come on. It's not a problem. But the thing is just know that we talk whatever we want to say on this show, and we're not trying to offend you. So, like I just had someone just leave now. I'm sorry if I hurt you or whatever, but it's the way it is on this show. And it says that when you look up Word Sexy Radio, it says explicit radio. So if you don't know what explicit means, it means rated R, rated X, whatever you want to call it. That's what it means. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I had to put that disclaimer out again and make sure that people know that this is adult grown sexy radio. So please, if you can't handle that, then you must, you know, I'm not going to be offended if you hang up. But if you can, it's fine. We're here. All right. So what's next? Who's next?
Candles lit. I got it. Candles lit. Lights turned off. Blinds closed. Locks checked and secured, and I'm returning to you. With anticipation, my lips moistened. Moistened the magnificent land that is your skin. Clothing long discarded, you are the beauty as God made you. Angry hunger overcomes restraint, devouring the chocolate kisses that are your mountain's peak. Your hands fiercely gripping my bald head as I nibble nipples, serving as placating palate. The soft moans touching your lips are the only words we speak. At 120 minutes before, we indulged in intimate, intricate foreplay. But now as midnight approaches, the nocturnal brings out the further freak. Calls from mountain slopes and peaks to exchange breath that are the first of many. Leave your kisses to nibble nape of your neck where I know your spot lies. As stated earlier, forgive redundancy, but play for completed. Male protagonist in erotic tale enters soaking cavern with virile thrust enthusiastically, and rest assured I have plenty. Seventh leather spot, mythical to most, but to reach it and your orgasm tonight, I'll experiment as much as need be, exhaust the entire night, or resulting in obelisks given pornographic tries. Poet's plan is to place a smile on your face that will continue throughout the day, while the face below continually cries. Dark skin of mine, skin of yours becomes one, one color, one skin, and one person. Bisexual has a different meaning as we are. A secret count appears in my head as I'm trying to figure it out. 60 thrust. Lost my count, so I have to begin again, this time in the jackknife. You on your left side, left leg straight, right leg curved toward your chest high. Me in between that crevice, literally smacking your backside viciously with left hand while right hand stretches forward to tilt your chin. Cerebral cortex aligned with spine from continuous back shots is how the orgasms begin. With no fear of indictment, no answers of malice, as I push manhood into womanhood, trying to murder you. Mischievous machination, I form my onslaught to lead you from one to multiples. You scream continuously. It is a contrast, for you scream loud and guttural like a hellhound, while you are beautiful like an angel from heaven. You gaze towards your alarm clock. The smaller hand has now touched 11, 60 minutes before midnight, from the land of multiples. My poem.
Shit, I had to smoke a cigarette, man. You got me smoking this shit, man. And I don't smoke. That felt like I went through the whole damn process. Goddamn, man. Did I come? Did I nut? Anyway.
Did you?
Wait. I don't know. And I got a cigarette. I mean, damn. Y'all want to call in and comment? Number 347-215-8539. We're Techie Radio. And we're bringing it to you tonight explicitly. So we want you to ask questions. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Matter of fact, let me see if there's someone. Area code 269. Please don't hang up. But if you have a question or a comment, please say it right now. She does not. Okay. They're stunned. You're stunned. You have them stunned. They don't know. They can't feel me. How about this number here in Chicago? It's a 370 front number. What you have a question? Anything to say?
I don't have anything to say. I'm just, you know, calming my nerves.
I know that's right. I know that's right. You said enough. Right?
I'm good.
Calm your nerves. I understand exactly what you mean, but thanks for listening. Don't hang up, please. Okay, here we go. Now, this is how y'all be bringing it when y'all go to y'all shows and when you do it, when you get out there, right? It'd be interesting to see how the audience reacts to this while you're doing this. And
this one right here, kind of
like with the Pooh Nanny Poets, you know, they have somebody in the back doing some stuff while you're doing that. How does that actually work? Give me something where it's just give me an explanation of how that actually works for you guys.
Cotton did this poem in St. Louis a few weeks ago, and she put the host's name in the poem and just blew him away. You should have saw his face. He just flushed red, and it had even a few women. One woman said, you know, I've been celibate for 2 years. You really turned my friend on. It she gets up there and she does the thing, and then she, you know, her voice is like a siren's. So it's like she brings these guys. It's universal because sisters roll with her, you know, because she's speaking for them, and dudes are screaming by. So it's like, wow, you know, like, wow.
Imagine. Because, you know, your poetry, and I'm not just saying this because we're friends and all that. I'm just going to be honest with you. The way you guys do your poetry, you make it visual. People can see it. Some people do it, and the feeling is just not there. So it doesn't give you what needs to be given. You see what I'm saying? But with you, when you guys do it, you can see the act itself being performed. You know,
you.
Especially how you, I like how you do your poems with like 60 minutes of coming or 30 minutes of nutting or some shit or whatever. You always got something like that. Anyway. And then you go through the whole damn 60 minutes of shit. Every second is like kick, kick, kick. And his dick is going and doing whatever, and all this shit's happening within that time frame, and then it's over.
Yeah.
That's why I like having your ass on the show, because you just be doing it like that, brother. You know what I'm saying? And Courtney's there with you. She got her own flavor in what she does. But your shit is always fast and exciting, and motherfuckers be nothing and don't know they are.
And that's what he do to women when we're live. We have that same, you know, he gives that same energy. And so we've had some episodes with some women waiting around to see if they're going to get to kick it with him. And, you know, when he's done, he's ready to just go relax and do what he got to do. And he's preparing for the next thing. So I think sometimes people forget that it's poetry and not to let it cross over into to who he is as an individual. And, you know, I get the same thing, but I'm real quick to show. Men aren't really going to approach me, especially if he and I are together. See, women usually don't care. They'll actually say something to him, not, you know, regardless of who he's with, because they're thinking that they're the best thing anyway, so you shouldn't be talking to nobody but whoever, you know. That's how kind of how it goes. But because he writes the way he writes and I write the way we write, we get two different responses. He gets his props from, you know, men come up to him and they thank him, you know, quite often. He hears that as well. So we get some of it, but the reverse effect of that is when people get too attached emotionally from watching us perform or reading anything that we wrote, because they're taking it personal because it's something that they desire in their life, instead of just, you know, taking it what it's worth and using it in their own personal lives.
Right. Well, you know, they want to get with the person that's making them hot.
Well, I mean, that may be true, but when I write, I'm not writing for you, you know.
Well,
I'm writing. I mean, not you personally, Red, but I'm writing for you to listen, but I'm not writing to you personally, you know.
Listen to me. What's happening is they're thinking it's them because that's what they don't have another way to make it be where it works for them, is to do it for them. So just like those men, when you first started out, how you were just getting these motherfuckers hot, you was all after me.
My gosh.
It's still happening, I'm sure. But the thing is you were just writing a poem. They were taking it to themselves, just like when I write books.
Right.
People will come to me and think, okay, first thing they want to do is see if I can do all the shit. Did I do all the shit that's in the book? First
I can.
They want to know, can I do it to them? So, you know, it's crazy, you know, but that's the way it is. So it's the same thing with your poetry. When you give explicit poetry like you do in such a way, in a manner that y'all do, because y'all are good at it. Everybody can't do that kind of poetry. What I like about it is, with you guys, is y'all don't have, it ain't always some damn hateful shit. You know what I'm saying? Like all these other poets be doing about, I'm going through this motherfucker, this matter. Y'all come up with some shit that's real. Y'all get mugs thinking. Their mind is rushing. Like I said, the 60 seconds of fucking or whatever he was doing, that right there, it's going to have you thinking about that right there at that time. You'll forget about everything else that's going on. And that's why they come after him, because
that's one of the things I will say that I enjoy about the dynamics of our relationship, is that we just happen to mesh really well in that area, so well that it's almost like some things are planned when they're not. Like,
well,
I'll write something.
Everybody's already thinking about doing it. right? They're already thinking y'all doing it, whether you are or not, it's none of my business. But the thing is this.
Right.
We see y'all together. Y'all doing the poetry. Y'all mesh together. Y'all do well. So these bitches, or I shouldn't say that, these women think that they can. I'm sorry. Please, y'all don't get mad at me. These women are thinking that they got it, like you said, and they can make him go this way, a groupie, whatever, because we all have them. You know, with writers
yeah.
and everything, you
yeah.
can't have groupies. So they're going to think that, well, hey, I'm good, too. He might want something different. I can get him over here. She ain't got to know. You know, it's that kind of thing. Same thing
yeah.
with the males that come to you. They just don't know how to come to you
but,
that
but
way
they're
because
more
they
reserved.
Want to talk about
him. A man is more reserved. If they see me standing next to him, they wouldn't dare walk up and say, hey, you know, let me talk to you for a second. That's not going to happen. But with a woman, after he's up, they will walk up to him and try to, on the DL, just be like, here, right? I'm going to write my number down right here, and here, you keep. You know, that kind of crazy stuff. They do that. Or they'll message him. They'll privately message him or whatnot. We can... But and
I'm
it's okay. I mean, but it's meant for you to feel a certain way. I'm not saying that they shouldn't, because I write because I want you to feel a certain way. But I don't just want the man to feel like that. I want the woman to feel that way about the man that she's with, and vice versa. I want him to feel that way about the woman he's with. I don't want them to feel that way about me. You know, because at the end of the day, I sleep alone. So
we understand what you mean, but it ain't gonna work like that. They go about what they see sometimes, and a lot of times if they're happy and confident with who they're with, then they want it. But the thing is,
and that's okay.
This is what happens though, Cotton. Their man is not doing that, or their woman is not doing that.
Right. Right.
So
right,
they want to get
right.
where it's coming from.
You're right in that.
I understand. So stop trying to act like you don't know that shit.
I understand that. That's why I write, because I want them to understand what they should be getting And I think I'm not trying to speak for him, but we've had these conversations. Yeah. I believe he writes the same way because he wants women to understand how a man should be treating her. You know, it doesn't mean he's going to be the one to do it, right, DPA?
Listen, let me just put the air real quick. My partner is a little bit more virtuous than I am. I don't have like my integrity when it comes to writing like this, ladies. I'm not that high spirited, high moral fire. But let me tell you why I do it. Number one, because I know somewhere where you are. Somebody just figures they're going to jump on top of you, pump about 6 or 7 times, get on off and be done and go on about his business. So you need me. I understand that. So I write for you. I understand that some dude don't know how to let you walk on the inside of the sidewalk or open your door or let you stand up when you come to the table or when you leave. And you need me. So I write for you. But when it comes to the essential stuff, see, I know that you read some of my statuses or you picked up, like, the Book of 24 Orgasms or the Land of Multiples and you're waiting for Revenge of the Orgasm, which comes out next year. You're waiting because that gets you through those nights, whether it be summer or winter, those cold nights when that space next to you is empty and sometimes the only fingers touching you are yours. And that's all right because sometimes that's safer and better than the nonsense, but I help it feel like your fingers when you're touching them yourself, that is, that it feels like someone else's when you read something of mine. Your mind goes somewhere else.
Okay, I got some questions in the chat room that I want to ask as well. I'm not trying to cut you off, but I understand what you're saying. And okay, first of all, the first question that I have that I'm reading here is coming from my friend Nolita, who is going to be a guest on the show soon. She wanted to know what inspired you, Cotton, to write the Without Permission book. What's inspiring you? And she must didn't hear what you had said earlier because she kind of talked about that. But can you kind of reiterate that again?
The thing that inspired me to write that book is because women seem to think, not that I'm really concerned about most people's opinion because I'm not that kind of person, but because I know that there's a lot going on in the world and I know that there's people out there still going through some of the things that I went through and have gone through, I wanted to kind of put that out there so that they know that there's a way to heal from that, there's a way to get over that. There's a way to overcome all these obstacles that people throw in your way, and some of them you have no you have no control of. There's a way to come out of that. You just gotta keep pushing and keep pushing until you do. But I initially wasn't going to do it. But then women have the tendency who look at me and hear me write the way that I write about men, because I do adore men. No matter what they've done, there's some there's these really great things out there about them. So they get the impression that I'm naive or that I haven't been through anything. I've been through a lot. I've been through more.
The title itself is, and I'm not trying to cut you, I just want to make sure I get this in. The title, she want to know what inspired you to write it that way. Okay, without permission, you said earlier, is because the things that you, that this character is going
through,
whatever happens to her is without her permission.
They were done without her permission.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that it's okay.
Yeah.
Now, the other question that was asked is, what's the average time it takes for y'all to do the poetry this perfect, the way y'all do it together? Just go ahead and explain it. I know you already did, but explain that again. Why y'all have this chemistry that makes you guys do it that way? And the other question, I might as well go ahead and ask this too, because you might as well answer this as well. Are y'all a couple? They want to know. Okay.
I'll let GPA answer, actually, because I've done a lot of talking.
You might as well keep on. I'm sitting over here writing while we up here. I just got inspired. So,
okay,
I was right.
I believe GPA reached out and said that, hey, you know, you did Red Snapper Show, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, you know, I didn't know anybody was really paying attention. And these were in the early days, of course. And he read a couple of things that I wrote, and somehow some of the things that I wrote just happened to go with the things that he had already written. It was almost like we were writing a love story on different parts of the world, and we hadn't even met yet. The chemistry just kind of fell in that way.
Cotton, you know what you're doing right now. You know what you're doing right now, don't you?
The question was asked, how did our chemistry work? That was the first question, right?
Okay, so what's the second question? Is are y'all?
So I'm answering that question, and I'm going to let GPA answer the next question, because I've done a lot of talking. I'm gonna let him answer that question.
GPA.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you. Let me just answer it like this. If we're on the road somewhere and some women come towards me and ask her about me or whatever, then she says, oh, yes. Well, yes. You know, she'll tell them something. It's a funny dynamic. No, we don't, like, you know, go together like that sort of thing, you know. No. You know, if you want to know the truth, no. But it's just funny how well we work together. We have a great synergy that exists between the two of us that has none of the secular limitations on it that people put on other things. We just mesh really well together. We get along really well. We butt heads like anybody else, but we saw the disagreement, and we understand that the two of us is a whole lot better than each one of us on our own. So...
Guess what, man? Y'all bullshitting. I got y'all.
No, he answered the question. We're not a couple. I let him answer it, because every time someone asks that question, they usually ask me, and I give a smart-ass remark, because I just don't like women constantly asking me that question.
Okay, so,
because technically he should, and the reason that they're asking, because of the dynamic of our relationship, but because they're unsure and they want to see if they can get their shot too. Some of them. I'm not saying that's going on in the chat room, but I left that up to him because he needed to definitely put that out there. That, and I told him to put that out there before, but he never has. That we are not a couple. We are not dating. So.
It doesn't matter. The thing is
oh my gosh.
Let me say this real quick. Let me say this real quick, all right? You know how it is in this world. Some people just don't understand that a man and a woman can be friends and not be fucking. But people just don't get
that. Yes, absolutely.
Talking about that.
But
the thing is when you have a team feed the way you guys have and the way y'all come together and do the poetry back and forth and everything, it makes people think that it's got to be more than just a friendship because it's too intimate. That's the only reason why they ask the questions. It's not so many that they want to get with him
I didn't say all the time. I didn't say that. It's not all the time. Sometimes they just want to know, just like you said. But we were asked at least a good 20 times in St. Louis if he was my husband. I was asked that. And I had already answered the question. The first time I had already answered the question that he was just my tag team partner, and so then a couple of the same ladies was asking me the same question. I said no, and then sometimes I will say something like, "Yeah, I'm working on him. I'm working on making him my husband." So, you know, like I said, I'm liable to throw any answer out there because normally you don't if you know the couple, or even if you don't know the couple, sometimes you already know if they're married, because he would have introduced me as his wife. I would have introduced him as my husband, so you wouldn't need to ask that question.
Tell him, girl. Tell him. You better tell him, Cotton.
We understand. And like I said, I want to just give you a chance to put it out there because, like you said, the question is going to come. And you will get tired of getting the question, but, I mean, the thing is whatever you are is what you are. But, you know, that's part of being a celebrity. People want to know what you're doing. That happens. The bigger you get, the more questions they want to know who you fucking, who you doing, who's getting this and that. You know, that's how it happens. You know, nobody's
But most people know from the status on Facebook, mine says single and so does his. He's on Twitter and Facebook all the time. So you can't possibly think that he and I are a husband and wife, and you're still, you know, there's a lot going on with him right now. So I'm not, it's single. We're single. He's single, I'm single.
People ain't looking at that because I got on my status and I'm married to Red Snapper. And I'm married
to Leonard. I thought that was very clever. I like that.
but, you know, people don't know that. They think that. If they look at the two pictures, they still don't get it.
I know you, though.
So. You know what I'm saying. So you know,
it's
how it is. You know, people don't look at that. But these are questions that you're going to get, and I don't know. It's just, it's what it is.
I'm telling you, whomever asks me, I'm just putting it out there. If you ask me, and he and I are in the same room, and I'm just in a mood, you might get a different answer from me every time. I don't know.
Well, at that time, you might be in a relationship, and next time, you may not. I don't know.
No, I just say whatever comes to mind at that time, you know. because the funny thing is that no men ask me that question. When men see that I'm posting stuff about him, they just assume already that he and I are together, which is I don't mind. But they're never, "Hey, are you?" No, they don't need to ask that because they're not trying to get with me. So there's no point in them asking that question.
Okay, well, I'm going to get out of y'all sex life and all that because it's cool. But I just ask the questions that I get, that I'm given, and that's what we do. So this is on Word Sex Radio. You get it here, you get it live, and that's how it goes. So anybody who's got any questions that I haven't asked, if you're not in the chat room, please call in. The number is 347-215-8539. It's Word Sex Radio, and it's best that you call in and ask the question because you can ask it better than I. And I don't want people to think I'm ignoring them because I ain't going to say their names, but they thought I was ignoring them in the chat room. Baby, no way. I just want you to get your questions in, and it's okay. Call in. You know, that's what we do. That's what it's all about. So I'm going to get one more poem out of which one of y'all is ready to do a poem.
Don't let everybody jump up at once.
That's what I'm saying. Who's ready?
GPA is ready.
Oh, okay. Wow. This is the norm. She pimps me when it comes to poetry. Just puts me out there, just pimps me, but I am ready, so.
But if you're not ready, I can play a song and we can do an intermission real quick.
No,
you guys can put this together.
This is a dedication.
Because we got a whole other hour for you guys.
And we got a whole lot of poems, so. But this is a dedication. This is specific. there are a number of women who have some T-shirt that has something to do with me, whether it's Team GPA shirt, Book of 24 Orgasms shirt, League of Extraordinary Poets shirt. When you go to bed at night and you get under your covers, put the T-shirt on because this poem was written for you. Leave your robe right where it is, rather my T-shirt, what I want to see you in. You slip your preference of garment to cover your posterior, whether it be thong, boy shorts, or just the air surrounding us. I love seeing you in my T-shirt. Though it's larger than it should be for you, your accentuations make aspect irrelevant. And believe, looking at you, you are for who my T-shirt was really meant. This time, tonight, I choose for you the color red. Your skin already vibrant, but the fiery passion color enhances. My eyes see every thread grabbing at, longing for, thirsting for your flesh. You are a diva, so you coordinate accessories accordingly. Bra discarded cause unnecessary, but fire engine red are the thong and heels. You sashay sensually seducing me, giving boxers and atmosphere something granite to feel. My pectorals aren't the same as the tantalizing treasures crudely known as your breasts. I could stare till blindness overcomes me, but the vision trails the radiant breasts. You continue your fashion slope, standing tall back to me. I inhale to catch my breath. I see how your backside pushes the tail of my shirt up and out, and it never looked like that on me. You lean forward as if the wall were a pole, forming a tempting 90-degree angle. My appendage is full-grown, hard enough to pierce, long enough to strangle. I beckon you to come here. You put your finger up to pause, and without your eyes leaving me, feet slide from heels, thong lifted and allowed to descend. You move to continue, but I rush to your personal space, saying, leave my T-shirt on. From the Book of 24 Orgasms, on poem.
All right, man. Now, Cotton, do you have any shirts or anything like that, too, that we can wear, us men, that we can do all this shit, too, like he's talking about, where if I want to have you close to me, I got a cotton shirt, I can put that shit on and do my thing? Or,
absolutely.
Is there any way I can get that? Huh?
Absolutely.
Okay, so how do I get that? How come I ain't got one already?
Well, because I haven't really put it out there. I haven't really put it out there, but I will definitely put it out there for you. And get one too.
You guys are a team, and I want to see all of y'all shit. I want some of your shit.
We don't have any team stuff. We don't have any cotton and GPA stuff.
No, I want yours.
Yes. You can definitely have mine.
Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted, brother. You cool with me. But I don't want to be walking around with a shirt that you just described a few minutes ago and shit. You know what I'm saying? I need one. So that's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
You can have one.
Okay. Well, we definitely want to do that. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to give you guys a break. I'm gonna play an intermission song, and hopefully we'll get some more people to come in. But anybody else that's out there listening, please call in. The number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio, and we do it like that on this show. And we have the tag team, Team GPA here. We also have them individually. We have Miss Cotton, the soft-spoken poet, and GPA, the unsub. I keep saying that wrong. I'm sorry, baby. But we're going to do this song real quick, and then we're going to come back and let this week keep going. So we want y'all to get into it and call in, because that's what we want you to do, okay?
Girl, you just don't know. Last night was incredible. Yes. Check it out. Last night, I felt the skies open up and rain down heaven. Last night, I felt the sun, the moon and stars come together. Last night I heard an angel speak to me, said us forever. And while we were making love, I saw visions of a tropical river. Last night I touched the dream. When you were here with me, last night I touched the dream. Girl, you fulfilled my destiny.
with Life of the Show. And I got a question for you, GPA, before we go any further.
Yeah.
There was one question that came out of the chat room, and it was this. You said in one of your poems that you had a new definition to bisexual, and they want you to expound on what you mean by that. So talk about it, brother.
Basically, when I said it in reference to the poem, you have to look at the context. It said how close we are. So that's just to say that we were one person. Because we were so close, we were one person. But inside this one person contained both sexes. While we were sexing, that's all. It wasn't anything, nothing really deep. It was just a play on words, and I was like, okay.
You expect, man, when you say some shit like that, they
want to
know.
It usually does, but in my, when I was sitting there, I was writing, I was like, man, this is really like, okay, we're so close that we are each other. You know, we are each other.
That's the answer. That would be the answer. That is it, and so hopefully that comes out. And let me see if the chat room is happy with that. Are you confident with that answer? And if you are, the answer is yes.
That's the final answer.
Okay, and we just wanted to find out because you know, I mean, when you speak profoundly and deep as you do in your poems, and you got everybody fucked up and hot, they want to know. You know, they just want to know what's going on. So you were able to come
to
me and say what now? I'm sorry. We want to make sure that, and we know you do, but some people want to make sure that when you talk of something that you know what you're talking about. Just like I had somebody today was explaining to me, tried to explain to me what a succubus was, and they had the wrong damn definition. They didn't fucking know what a succubus was. The person was telling me about somebody was saying that, and, you know, they thought a succubus was something else. And for those of you that don't know, a succubus is a demon, a female demon that comes to men and has sex with them in their sleep until death sometimes. Okay, and the incubus is the male version of that. But this person tried to say that this person was a sex fiend. That's why they were a succubus. That is fucking wrong.
Right, I just looked it up. I just Googled it and looked it up. You're right.
You know, they're
right.
Trying to make like you're a sexual being that's just over sex. That's what they think a succubus is, and that's not correct. A succubus is trying to suck your soul out of you. So I just wanted to, you know, use an example that, you know, and they do that by taking it with your sexual drive. That's how they do it. So that I just want to use that example because I don't want to, you know, go into the conversation. But the thing that it came to me, it just came to mind when they asked the question to you, how could you, you know, what do you mean by that and the bisexual thing? And I thought that was great. So, all right, so what we got now? What we got going on now? We got some poetry. Are y'all going to do something, a tag team thing? Are y'all going to do an individual thing again like you've been doing? Or what do we got? Yeah, we lost GPA. He's going to be coming back, I hope. He dropped off. Okay, so Cotton.
Yeah, I'll do something a little bit different than what I normally do.
You did. You sung tonight, which I've never heard you do. That was something good.
Did you like that?
Well, I did. You know, but, you know, last week you was here. We had a lady on the show. Did you hear her? She was singing last week.
I missed her. I missed it.
Because she might be listening now, and I don't want to say that because I didn't already put it out there now. Shit. I wasn't ready for that last week, and you kind of brought it. It was different, and it's okay. But I would suggest that anybody who wants to sing poetry, they need to know how to sing. And let me just leave this shit alone. Anyway, we're just going to go on forward, and hopefully GPL called back in. He has dropped. So it's just you right now.
Okay.
And I do believe he is back. He is back. We got him back. So y'all going to do a tag team, or what are y'all going to do?
GPA? Yeah.
You go ahead. I'll follow your lead. Or whatever you want to do.
Okay. So he says he's going to follow your lead. He's going to let you lead. And That never happened. Okay, before we go into this, why is it tonight everything is all new?
Well, because for one, we knew we were coming on your show, number one. You know, so, you know, and to be honest, honestly, I would not have pursued my writing ability had it not been for you. And GPA and I would not know each other. So
yeah, I guess that's true, huh?
Yeah, you did a lot. You did quite a bit to bring.
I got all kinds of stuff. I did it all, kind of way, in some manner.
Yeah.
Okay.
You opened up this show and invited plenty of authors on this show, and this is how GP and I were able to connect, along with some other authors. So I'm grateful for that because I didn't know that there could be a male person out there that was similar to me in certain areas. So that's always great in the poetry in the poetry area. So, yeah.
Okay, well. I got you, and I noticed you said in the poetry area. You had to emphasize that for some reason, but anyway,
yeah.
I got you. Okay. So, what do y'all have for us right now? Because we want to get that tag team that y'all do on y'all shows. We want to get a flavor of that.
Okay. Well, I'll go. I'm angry. I'm angry with him. I don't want to feel like this. But I woke up at 3 a.m. sweating with a bad disposition because of him. I pray that this is the last night I ever feel like this, because if he were here, I wouldn't be missing the aroma of our lovemaking, our late-night conversations, the love he exudes, the kisses he lays up on my body. See, I'm not just missing our making love. I'm missing the love we make. I fell in love, and it's his fault. So I understand. As I lay here in my anger with my emotions out of sorts, if he was here, I wouldn't be angry. I would be giving him what I desire, allowing him to lay his strong hands on my breast, kissing the back of my neck. He would be kissing the back of my neck. So at 3:20 a.m., as I lay here alone, I wake up, I dial his number and ask, GPA, how do you feel?
3:22 a.m., the normally soft-spoken voice comes over the phone and is tinted with contrast, conflict, and consternation. She wants to know, so she asks, no, she demands to know how I feel about her. And so I respond, I'm mad about you. I'm mad about you, and every morning I sit at the breakfast table, and I hate the fact that you aren't here to share the turkey bacon, the pancakes, the coffee, and the orange juice. In similar fashion, the same way Cain hated his brother Abel. See, I woke up this morning and I got on my knees in prostration and I thank God. I thank God for putting a beat to my heart, putting air into my lungs so I can breathe, giving all my senses their ability to work and function, being a part and alive with my family and this beautiful woman in my life, you. And I got up from prostration and I washed myself up and went to the gym. And I started out with some push-ups, did some bench presses, flat, incline, decline, and then I finished with some triceps so that when I'm walking down the street with you on the inside, me on the outside, I look like the man that could protect you because I'm mad about you. Then I went home and I showered. And because I'm dark-skinned, I don't use lotion or just baby oil. I use olive oil. So when you remove these clothes off me in moments of intimacy, I'm ebony and not ash. Because I'm mad about you. And see, I am a poet. So she says, poet, you sound angry. Poet, you sound antagonistic. Poet, you sound aggressive. I say, no, love, it's just the opposite extreme. Because you walk across my mind in constant thought. You are the sole occupant of all my fond memories and the inspiration for all my fantasies and my dreams. I'm mad about you. And see, I write these poems. And I write these poems to touch all of your sensibilities. Maybe I can put something on your mind so you think about me. Maybe I can reach inside your left breast and touch your heart so you feel something for me. Or maybe I can put these hands on you the way a real man should do a real woman and make you get rid of that battery-operated boyfriend and those batteries. Let me make love to you because I'm mad about you. I'm mad about you. And see, I have found the answer, the glitch to the matrix. And it was taught to me by a wise man. His name was Mr. Fix. And I tell everyone that's my dearly departed dad, and I don't say it to make you sad. It's just from the father to his son. He shared this knowledge that he had, and he said, son, it's biblical. From Adam, Eve was created to be with Adam and for the true fruition of God's plan. From man, woman was created to be with man. And he said, son, find a good woman. So at 3:30 a.m., I tell her through the phone, you have the audacity, the gall, and the temerity to pick up the phone and call and ask me how I feel about you. Well, love, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad about you. My poem.
Okay, brother. That's it. The chat room is saying this, that you guys spit the poetry in a way that demands attention. So you guys have that chemistry.
Yes.
So that's the reason why people are wanting to know if there was a couple or not. That's the only reason why they were asking, because how do you create this and not be involved?
Because we weren't even in the same state when those poems were written. I was somewhere else, and I didn't write for his. I just wrote the poem, and it just happened to go well with what he had already written.
So
that's where that comes from.
That's what I'm saying. So, what is the chemistry? What do you think the chemistry is?
Okay. Here we go. So, you know, I'm pretty open sometimes, and I don't mind saying certain things because I can't nobody whoop me, but and I ain't got answer to nobody. But my mom ain't listening. So there is a chemistry between he and I, as far as man woman is concerned. That's there. It'll constantly be there. I think there was a time, probably, had he and I decided to be in a relationship, we would be in one, because that's there. So just to clear that portion of it up, that's where the chemistry comes from. It's a natural chemistry that, for whatever reason, we just have it. I can't tell you where it really comes from, because it's not something that we're trying to do. It's just there. There's nothing forced about what it is that we do.
Okay. That's fair. Is there a dog in the background?
I don't know. Did you want to elaborate on that, GTA?
You know what?
I kind of want to get that dog barking out the way if we could. Is that coming from you guys then?
Yeah, I'm standing outside.
Yeah, she's outside. And basically, she put it very articulately and eloquently, the way to put it. When you wrote the poem, I did Mad About You. A lot of people who are with me know I made this poem called Mad About You. And one day she sent me something, an SMS, and she wrote also in one of the groups, I'm angry. I was like, oh, snap. And I said, because your tone is soft and the way I do Mad About You is, you know, aggressive, sort of hard, I said, you should come first, and then I come behind that. But to see it live, if you see it live, there's a video of it on YouTube. You get a chance to see it live, when we're going to do it, what have you. It's a whole different appreciation to it because you don't see it coming. When we did it at the Legacy Calf, they had to stop the open mic for about 5-10 minutes before the next young lady was ready to go. They had her. She was on stage. They said, hold on a minute. Because people were still buzzing about it because we blew them away. I'm not ashamed to say it. We shut the place down. I'm not ashamed to say it. So it's just something. You know, she's phenomenal, dynamic person inside as well as out. You see she's very attractive on the outside, but it comes second to who she is on the inside. Just a wonderful individual to be around and fortunate. I find myself fortunate because she was able to restore and reignite a flame in me to make me a better writer, better poet. So I'm greatly appreciative of her presence in my life.
Well, just to go on the record for me, and I'm going to leave it alone because people, we're not going to keep asking about relationships. But the thing is that even if y'all were or not, it doesn't really matter. But if you were, it's cool. I mean, I don't see any issue with it. If you don't want it, then it's going to mess up the chemistry you have by having a relationship, then it's cool with me as well. So, you know, as far as Red goes, I'm cool with either way y'all want to do it. I mean, if y'all was a couple, that's great. If you're not, then you're not. But for some reason, it's just going to be something that's going to be asked you all the time because they see you, male and female together, touring, doing this stuff, and coming together in such a manner, doing poetry and the way you do it. It's just going to be a question. just going to be a question. But okay, let's leave that alone. Now we got 42 minutes, and we're going to take a little bit of time right now to tell people how can they get your portrait, or if they wanted you to come to their state, their city, their state, to visit, how can they do that?
It is possible, and what they can do is you can email at sheilatamgpa@yahoo.com for more information on that. But yes, it is possible for us to come to your city, and you can get all the details if you email. You can find me on www.softspokenpoet.com. And also on Amazon, I'm on Reverb Nation. You can hear my CD. You can hear my sexual tone.
Number one on Reverb. Number one poet on Reverb Nation. Number one on Reverb Nation.
Did I tell you that? Red?
No,
I don't think Red knows that I was number one on Reverb Nation.
I was going to ask next about the video. I mean, you know, you said you had a video. And I know you have audio, so if people want to get audio and listen to you, because we know that. And you say you're number one?
I'm number one on Reverb Nation in spoken, in poetry.
Wow, that's great. That's absolutely magnificent.
Number
congratulations.
One.
See, I didn't know that.
That's hard work. You know what? That's our diligence. Listen, I had to tell her to get off the computer. I had to tell her, you know, you got to go do something else. We're out of town a lot of times. So this is how, you know, our duality works. She has to tell me, stop writing, you know, come on away from you, you know, put your pen down or get off your phone because I'm writing or I'm reciting something. I'm always asking, hey, how does this sound? What do you think about this? Like the poem Enough, I let her and a few people who are close to me check that out before I debuted it on your show because I wanted to know what they thought, and they all thought it was hot, and I'm pretty sure everybody liked it, so that was cool, but I bounced it off her. She's like, she gets the last word on stuff that comes out, and I have to tell her to get away from all the other stuff that we do, because, you know what I'm saying, she's like a machine, so
right.
It's cool, man, you know? That's why she's number one, though, because she put in the work.
Okay.
It's not an accident. Yeah. I'm number
five.
Good.
I'm glad to hear that. There's a silent number that just came on. If you know who you are, say your name and where you're calling from. You have a question? It's all one, so I can't say who you are. Okay, they do not. All right. So what I'm going to do right now is just I just want to know. I need to do some audio. So I have just decided tonight, and I'm saying this on the radio, I am going to go ahead and do some audio of my books. I think that they need to be read. And I know you can do it on CreateSpace and different places, but what do you suggest that I do to create an audio novel so that I can get them out there?
There are places, because I would have to, because somebody sent me something about doing audio, but I have some information on that because I thought about doing audio as well for my poetry so that people can hear. Because it uploads everything for you, so you don't have to go in and do the whole, you know, because that's a lot of work. So
yeah,
I'll send
you
that
chapters, so you know, I have to do chapters, and so I guess it would be, you know, do I do it by chapter or do I do it by, you know, I would assume that you do it by chapter and then you create each chapter and then have it on there and they can click which chapter they want or something of that nature.
Right.
So I will have to do it. I have to see something about that, and I'm gonna look into it myself. But there's another question coming from the chat room. Poets that are listening, they're saying that they want to perfect their craft. So they want to know about, you know, what kind of advice you would give them, like for perfecting their craft, speaking in public places, speaking with passion. What advice or tips can you give, both of you?
Just write. You know, don't let anybody tell you what you should write, how you should write, because then you lose your individuality. Real quick personal, when I first came out in 2009, I had everybody tell me how whack I was. In my city, you know, it's a spoken word city. I had everybody tell me because I didn't sound or I didn't speak with a certain cadence like everyone else how whack I was, you know. I just kept hearing that, but I wasn't hearing them. You know, I'm conceited, so I wasn't hearing them. I was hearing myself. But I knew there were some things I had to change, so I just kept working. I have people and I have good people around me to tell me, hey, work with your voice. Work with it. I mean, every day, work with your voice. Work with your pen. Try new things. If you may say, hey, I don't write erotica, well, you're limiting yourself. Try writing something sensual. If it doesn't work for you, then that is your main thing. But try different things. Go back to basic styles that have been around forever, haiku, senkwain forms, and then you can deviate from there. But as long as you got your pen and your pad and you keep writing, you don't stop, because you don't stop. No matter how many books you sell, you don't stop. And then go and let your stuff be heard. Go on radio shows, you know what I'm saying, where they have, don't sit on all day waiting online to get on open mic online where you can go live and do it, but go, write, recite, and that's the only way you're going to get better. Yeah, that's the only way.
Cotton, what do you have to say on that?
I would definitely say that, to add to what GPA said, is that when it comes to your words and your gifts, don't ever let somebody keep you from displaying that passion when you get ready to perform. You definitely want to give them, however you was feeling when you wrote that piece, you want to give them that every time you step on that stage so they can feel what you're feeling, because that's what makes for a good performance if you're going to perform. So I would definitely say, know what you're going to do when you get up there and how you want it to come across to people.
Okay, well, I'm going to do an example right now real quick of each one of you doing a poem with music behind you and how you've done it with audio. We're going to start with Cotton, and then I'm going to try to see if I can get my man, because we got that one that I love I'm going to play, and then we'll let you comment on that after each one, okay? So we're going to start with this.
Watch the movement of his lips. Listen to the sounds of his face. His lips can hide. They sometimes say more than the musical sounds that come out of his mouth. His lips. They softly moisturize yours. That lightly kiss the back of your neck. His lips. They soothe your soul. That love on every part of your body times. They quietly tell you what's tattooed on his heart. Allow him the pleasure of pressing his lips against yours. Now quietly listen for a moment. His eyes just notice you're only paying attention to me. And then he gets quiet. Can you still hear him?
Okay, so comment on that, Miss Cotton.
You know, as I said, I want whomever's listening to that to feel exactly what I was feeling when I wrote it. I like to focus on the things that are positive about man that most people just forget to pay attention to. And I'm always looking at a man's lips. If he's got a beautiful voice, or I love the sound of his voice, sometimes the sound of his voice takes me to another place, and I'm watching the movement of his lips, which then I really don't hear what he's saying, but I'm watching
right.
his lips because they look good, you know.
Right.
So that's kind of where that came from, and yeah.
Okay, now, GPA, I'm going to play this one. You know the one I'm going to play, boy. You might as well get ready for it. Here it goes.
Poetic Unsolved, and the title of this piece is Drowned in 548. With a right leg draping his left shoulder, her left leg doing the opposite of the right. Her ample backside spilling into his palms, his vision face to face with overflowing life-giving fountains. Begin to count. 60 licks swiftly, 60 licks slowly. seven figure eights, 30 brushes upon the protrusion, twelve dots upon the basin floor, 365 alternating clockwise, counterclockwise swirls. To finally be drowned in 548. GTA, the poetic underworld, titled this piece, Drowned in 548. My poem.
Okay, Mr. GPA, what you got to say about that?
Well, if anybody, people always ask me about the number. I've had, where did I get the number from for 548? And I believe that the orgasm is not just physical. It begins with the implanting of thoughts and then manifests itself and is completed by the physical. So 548 is 60 licks. 60 is 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, 30 days typically in a month, 12 months in a year, 365 days in a year, and it adds up to 548. So as I was having my face buried between the legs, I was trying to start her from the beginning of the year continuously to the end of the year.
What a good new year to have, huh?
No doubt.
New year, ladies, if you heard that. You want to be licking for the whole year. Let that happen right before 12 midnight, and you get that licking, because, you know, that's what happens. 548.
Wow.
Okay. So that's good. That's good. So we just wanted to get that. We wanted to have a little music behind it to let people know the difference between you actually spitting it the way you were spitting, the way you were doing on the show live, and then actually having with your music behind you, which makes a difference. And those poets that are out there listening that want to get themselves more perfected in their craft, it's all about how you want to deliver what you're trying to give. I'm not a poet, so I can't really say, but I can only say from the books that I write, I try to give you the visual. I want you to be in the room when I'm talking about a subject or a sexual experience that's going on. Either you're looking through the window or you're in it yourself. That's the way I try to bring it. They do the same thing with their poetry. They want you to be involved, entwined with the words as if it's happening to you. That's the objective that you want, that I would assume. Am I right or am I wrong?
Correct.
So that's the whole objective here. You want to bring the person into your world. And the only way you can do that is to bring it as best as you can to stimulate their mind. Because you're right. To get to a woman, in my opinion, you got to fuck her brain before you fuck her body. And the only way you're going to do that is you got to get to that mind first. If it's 2 days before you actually touch her, it needs to be done. You just can't walk in and get on somebody. You got to get them in their mind first. And that's how it works. Am I wrong or right?
You hit it dead on. I mean, that's the whole premise when you had me on the show. Matter of fact, you were the first person to have me on the show when I brought out the book of 24 Orgasms, and we talked about that at length, how these images get implanted, and it doesn't have to be poetry, gentlemen. Pay attention. It doesn't have to be poetry. You could say, "Good morning, beautiful. I was thinking of you," or "How are you? You've already started. You look splendid today. You've already started the process." Because every woman wants to be complimented. Every woman wants to be told that she's beautiful. You started it. Simple things. And you keep implanting these images, so by the time you get to the place, the time and place where it's time to do the thing, she's waiting. There's not a whole lot more that really needs to be done because you've already marinated that. You've already built that up.
Right. I understand. That's the way it works, man. And men, I'm just telling you, the men that are listening, just understand. You know, you got to get to your woman, you got to get to her mind first. And all it takes is one fucking wrong word to say, and you can blow all that shit.
All of it.
You just got to make sure that, I mean, you could have been working on her 2 days ago and say one wrong damn stupid thing and it's over. So it's about dealing with women. Remember that. Men, for us, it's visual. We can see some shit and be ready to go. But it's not like that with women. You know, yeah, they get attracted by looking at you, but you got to be able to come to them. Like, I always say this all the time, and people probably get tired of saying this, but a woman sees you, if she's in a club or somewhere and she sees you, she already knows if she want to give you something or not. It's how you come to her to get to that point. You see what I mean? Do y'all understand what I just said?
Wow.
She already knows if she's going to give you something or not when she sees you. But the thing is can you get her to that point?
Right. Or can
you
go?
It's very difficult when some women are constantly using their sex as a tool. So when you're playing that game with a man and he's going along with it, so you got two people playing a game. He's playing on this side and she's playing on that side. So what happens is a horrible relationship because nobody's focused on the mental aspect of it or the love-making aspect of it or the loving aspect of it or the marriage aspect of it.
Right. Well, you know, it's important because I've always been a firm believer in those that don't know this. If you plan to stay with someone for a while and you're going to be with them, you must understand that it's got to be about communication. It's more than just sex, because the longer you stay with somebody, the less sex is going to be eventually. Eventually, it ain't going to be nothing. It's just going to be you cuddling or you just being together. And what you got left after that is your communication and your love for each other in that aspect. That's why sex can be, it's important, but it can't be the most important, if that makes sense. You have to be able to have a relationship that goes beyond coming.
What?
Okay. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Oh, man.
Yes. If all you want to do is come, and then once you start getting that, then what you going to do? What you got?
Oh, that's,
That's fucked up, ain't it? But it's true.
Yeah.
Ask somebody who's been married 50, 60 years. You think it's all about them? Nothing? It's all about compromise and getting together and being able to want to be together, communicating and keeping things to a matter where you know how to compromise. Yeah, I'm not saying take anything a kid's ass. I'm saying you got to know when to fight and when not to fight.
That's why I write the way that I do, because I want people to keep in mind that sex is easy to come by. It's so easy. I mean, it's so easy. It's so easy. But to actually have the love of a man or the love of a woman, that is very difficult to hold, to get, let alone hold on to. That is the most difficult thing to do. The hardest thing to do is to capture the heart of a man and keep it. Very difficult. Sex is easy. You can get that anytime. And women know that they can. They can get it anytime. They can get it anytime. So you don't need to take that route. Try some things that's going to capture his heart and his mind, and vice versa for men. Do something that's going to capture the other aspects of, because if you, like you said earlier, if you make love to her mind and her emotional and her mental, you'll have her.
Yep, that is correct. But like I said, the chat room was saying that you know that most of the people, yeah, they're still having sex. And I'm not saying that they're not having sex as you get older. Yes, it's just not going to be as often, and it's not going to be as strong. Yeah, they still having sex. But just face it, your body is not going to be able to do all those things. You're not going to be able to twist them legs all the way up and shit like you did when you were 20 years old. There's going to be a lot of things that's going to be there. Yes, I'm sorry, it's going to happen.
Taking Tybo just so I can.
Okay, well, you go ahead and keep going. And keep it as long as you can. The elastic is possible as long as you can. But the longer you stay, I'm telling you, it's just, you know, it's just the way it is. Let's just be honest. You know, you want to be able to have as much as you can, but as you get older, the sex might be just being able to walk down the street holding hands.
That's great.
You know what I'm saying? That could be it.
That was hot.
It don't have to be the physical.
That was hot.
Could be she might have to stroke his dick a couple of times or whatever. He might, you know, I mean, it just depends what it could be. But the main thing is just being able to do it with somebody that old and still have them in your life.
But then the other part is you have to get away from the fact that the fact of thinking that, because I've heard people say, oh, we have sex 2 or 3 times a day. Okay, but that's not realistic. Realistically, that's only going to last for so long, and that's going to get old. What about doing the things that can capture their heart? Like you said, taking a walk in the park. We can do that any time, and I will never get tired of that. I will love it every time because it's with him, you know, or vice versa. He'll love it every time because he's with her. But it like you said, at some point, you're like, you know what, we can't have sex 2 or 3 times a day. I'm a little bit, maybe once, twice a week, so I don't know, but it wears on your body after a while because you can't keep that same momentum up 3 or 4 times a day.
Well, just so y'all know, and I'm gonna go ahead and clear the air on this real quick too. You know, men that are ashamed to take the items that they have out there to help you with your testosterone and all this. You know, y'all need to stop laughing at that shit and tell me, I don't take nothing. If you do, it's nothing wrong with that, because at the age of 35 and up, your testosterone levels drop. And they drop even more if you got high blood pressure or if you're on something going with your Lipitor. And you know that the medicine you take for cholesterol or whatever, it makes it even worse. Or if you have diabetes. So don't be ashamed if you have to take something, because you're going to have to do it anyway. Even if you never get those diseases, it's going to be to that point. Women at the age of 40 and over, they get more sexual drive. But other things happen to them. They're not as wet. A lot of other things happen to them. So they have issues as well. But, yeah, they may have a sex drive, but, you know, I mean, it just, you know, it depends, you know, what the case. But it's, of course, case by case. But the thing is you're going to go. If you keep on living, things are going to happen. So don't be ashamed of it. Don't laugh at somebody because they've taken a pill. You know, everybody wants to make jokes and talk about that shit. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's life.
You got to make the two go hand in hand, though. You got to have the love and the lovemaking and the sex. Or I said two, there's several. You have the lovemaking, the sex, and the, you know, they all have to go hand in hand. The heart, the mind, the mental, all that's got to come together for it to work.
Yeah.
Well, for a real relationship.
Right. So, you know, I just think that people just need to really look at that. And it's a lot of people, they try to make jokes about being on that. Well, no, I can hold on. It ain't about you being able to have hold on. It's just what's going to happen in your life. It happens, so.
Fair warning from Red Snapper.
From Snapper.
But the other thing is this, and I don't want to say this because, you know, I'm not trying to bust everybody else out, but the chat room, let me say this to you, chat room. I know you're listening. It's not personal. It's just life. I'm 51, and I'm having great sex, and I'm taking pills, and I don't give a fuck who knows, and I'm eating pussy, and I'm doing all kinds of shit, baby. I'm all good. It's my personal, really. I just want people to understand that, because I get people all the time that say this stuff, and they laugh, and they talk about people, you got to take pills, and they try to keep it secret because they're doing it. They don't want anybody to know it. It's just life. It really is.
Didn't you have to
and,
make
you
it
know,
work?
It's just weird.
No lie. You do what you have to do for you.
And the chat room, I'm happy for them because the person that's in there, I'm not going to say her name, but the person that's in there, she has been on point with a lot of stuff this evening. I thank you for doing that and being there and people that are in there. So, you know, your questions and stuff, it's okay. We're glad that you were able to do that and ask your questions. And hopefully all your questions are being answered. We got 18 minutes, and what I want to do is I still want to extend the number 347-215-8539. If anybody has a question that they want to ask, they can do that. And I'm going to actually go in real quick and see if there is any questions. There's a couple of 816 numbers, which is right here in the city. First part is 255. Do you have a question? Don't hang up, please, if you don't. I just want to know if you had a question, and if you don't, that's okay. How about, hello? Okay, I thought they may have said something. Okay, there's a 370. The first part is 773. You have a question?
No, I didn't have a question. You guys basically covered everything.
You covered everything? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you for listening, and please don't hang up. We're not done yet, so... don't hang up yet. Wait a minute. Okay, now, how about this other 816 number I'm going to ask, okay? You have a question, 763. Okay, there's no question there. All right, one last person to ask. It's a 297 number. You have a question?
Hi, no, it's Karina. I was just listening.
Who is this again? I'm sorry.
Karina.
Oh, how are you?
I'm fine.
You
know, you're at the beginning.
You don't want to,
but I'm,
you don't want to say
I'm
anything? You're sure you, you don't want to speak?
I spoke to you earlier when I first came on, remember?
Yeah, well, I want to hear your voice again, remember?
Wow. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm fine, sweetheart. I'm fine. And we're glad that you are here. So don't hang up.
Thank you.
We got a few more minutes. Okay.
All right.
All right. Cool. So we're gonna keep going. But, I like when y'all call. You can say whatever and talk sexy to me all day. I'll listen to you. It's not a problem. That's what we do on Word Sexy Radio. But in the chat room, if you got any more questions, please ask. Because we got about a few minutes. We want to give you a chance also to tell people how to get your books and how they can get you to come to their town and freak them out and get them all hot and bothered and chase after each other or whatever they want to do. So who wants to start that out?
Quick, cuz.
Okay, I'll give my information again. You can find me on softspokenpoet.com. You can also find me on amazon.com, reverbnation.com, under Miss Cotton. You can also find me on Facebook under Cotton's Poetry. You can find me on Sandbridge. You can find me in Chicago. You can find me in St. Louis, Kansas City, Missouri, Sacramento. You can find me in a lot of places. So there you go. I'm going to let GPA finish it up.
Yo, www.iblowyourmind.com, www.iblowyourmind.net. Amazon, Reverb Nation, I'm number 5. I know that's not number 1, but, I am, the junior member on the team as far as, status. So I'm number 5 on Reverb Nation.
I'm trying to figure out how I can get
I'm number 5. Mr. Google, Mr. Bing, Mr. Yahoo, they're all close friends of mine. You can plug my name in. You can find me there. YouTube channel is HCHISE 22. We got videos there. Like Cotton, been here, there. This weekend, we're in Chicago at the Urban Arts Expo, 49. I know I'm going to mess this up. 4956 South Wabash, right across from DuSable Museum, from 11 to 6 p.m. We have our books there, CDs and what have you, and we'll also be performing. This Sunday, I'll be performing at Cafe, a.k.a. the Kappa Alpha Sorority benefit they're putting on this Sunday. And then I believe we're headed
to either. Coming in?
We'll
have to warn my sisters. You know I'm an alpha. I'm going to have to warn them.
Don't warn them. They're going to
be
what's coming. So
they're going to be on you. Make hay. They're going to be on you. Go ahead.
Also, the same way Cotton is putting out a book of fiction, I'm writing a book of fiction as well. It's called My Sixth Grade Life, Dilemma of a Dark-Skinned Boy. It's adult, young adult fiction. But also, before I get to that, I'm bringing out the last in the Lust series. It's called Revenge of the Orgasm. And I'm just going to go on record right now saying, those of you who read the Book of 24 Orgasms, you know. Those of you who read The Land of Multiples, you know. I'm going to finish it. I'm going to finish it. And you will Revenge of the Orgasm. February 14th, 2013.
Man, I don't know what to do, man. Shit, my erotica just ain't there for you. I mean, you just hand it up, man. They don't want to read my shit. They want to hear you. I got 50 Shades of Grey and your ass in the way. That's something else, but that's good. I'm glad, and like I said, people are interested and they want to get your audios. We know y'all got the audio thing going, and I'm definitely going to get into that, because I want to be able to put these books out where people can listen to it while they're working out or whatever, and they, you know, stop and want to play with themselves. I want them to be able to do that as well. So that's not a problem. Or if they want to get with someone. I've already had some people tell me they got together and had a baby, got pregnant because of reading some of the stuff that they read. So that's good. It's a positive thing. We're doing that, and we're trying to get that. That's what we want. We want to hear that. And what gets me is when someone can read something that a character that I've created, and they believe this character so much to be real. They talk about this person like that. So, you know, it just blows my mind to get that. I got another question for you. The chaplain wants to know, does GPA use sex as his topic because it's what he's passionate about or because it sells? What is the reason for you using that as your genre?
Well, actually, to be quite frank with you, I don't like erotic poetry. It's not my main focus. It just happens to be that my pen is gifted and adept enough that I can delve into debauchery. If you do any search engines on me, you'll see that most of that is not my subject matter. I'm a storyteller. I speak about love because I believe in that. I'm a romantic. I touch on pastoral things, nature. I'm a faithful man. I believe in God. So I write about and tell stories, basically, hood stories, you know, things of that nature. I don't curse anything, but it's not my main genre, but I just happen to, I don't know, I just, it's just one of those things. I'm pretty fortunate that I'm gifted to be able to do it. So it's not my main thing.
Now, GPA, you got me all toe up now because I cuss and I write erotica, so I don't believe in God. What are you saying, brother? No, I'm just kidding.
Let me clarify for it. And when I always say that, I always say everybody is each to their own. For me, I get that all the time. Like when we're performing, and someone will say, "Well, why didn't you say, you know, the D word, and, you know, in your poem, and you use like obelisk or hardness, because I believe that gives a different allure."
That's more sensuous than saying dick. So, you know, I mean, I'm just saying that because I say dick, does that mean I ain't shit or what? I mean, you know, no, I mean, I'm just messing with you.
Dude, as many books as you done sold, stop it. As many books, this is my getting on red. This is my moment to get on red's jock. As many books as you done sold, written, critically acclaimed for, stop it, dude. That's as much I'm going to get on your jock right there. Now I'm back off. I'm back on my own stuff now.
You know how I am. And I'm probably going to stop cooking pretty soon, too, here. I'm going to get a little cleaner and stuff myself. It's just that because I'm writing a novel right now that's not even sensuous. It's not even sexual. I'm actually writing a serial killer book right now that's coming out next year. And it's gonna have some sex in it, but it's not gonna be detailed sex like I normally do. It's gonna be about the murders and how this person does it and what they're doing. So that's where the concentration is gonna be. And I'm actually writing it under my real name. I'm actually gonna put a book out under my real name that people will see, and it's gonna be like, what? That's Red Snapper, this guy, the same person? Well, some people know my real name. But anyway, this book is gonna be different because I write in different genres. I don't just write erotica. Everybody thinks that that's all I do. Because most of the books I have is erotic, but I write paranormal as well. And like I say, when that person was talking about the sucking, but I have a book already, I have a series already out there about sucking. But people don't know that because they always concentrate on just the sensuous side or whatever, or the sexual pieces of what I do. But you know, you can't write a vampire book without sex, and you definitely can't write a book about a sucking just without sex because that's how they get you. So, but this book that I am writing is about a serial killer, and I'll even tell you the name of it because I already know the name of the book. It's called Hypocrite. So it's going to be coming out next year sometime, and it's going to be a thriller. So I just want to put that out there. But is there anything else? You got 8 minutes. Anybody else want to, anything y'all have to say or anything that you want to say right now in this last 8 minutes that you want to put out? Any more questions, controversy, anything that's out there, chat room, anybody got anything that they want to hear real quick before we prepare to go on? And like I said, remember, Cotton, y'all have to let me know because I definitely don't want to miss the show I've been invited to. I want to be a guest finally. And be able to answer questions and all that, and you know, I'll be coming from the hip, like I hope y'all don't give me no pre-asked questions, because I don't do that, as you know. So, you know, just ask me, and I will answer, and we will go from there, you know, because I know that there's going to be that thing going on. So let me ask you, are y'all going to, how long is the show going to be?
Just an hour.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's good.
We have you for an hour.
Wow. I'm going to enjoy that. I'm going to enjoy that. So, yeah. And that's going to be, is that this month?
That's this month on the 28th. We have you.
Okay.
We have you on the 28th.
That's what's a Saturday or Sunday? That's a Sunday, right?
It's a Sunday, yes.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Sunday evening at 8 o'clock.
All right. Well, we definitely look forward to that. And I just thank you guys for coming on the show. I thank you for taking time out, especially on the night when the Chicago Bears is playing the who are they playing tonight? They're playing the Dallas Cowboys. Who gives a fuck? But yeah, right. I'm with you on that one. And just so you know, the score right now is 24-10. So Chicago is winning 24, Dallas 10. So anybody who is interested and cares about the Dallas Cowgirls, I'm sorry. I'm just not one of those fans. But anyway, we thank you guys for coming on. I'm going to probably let you guys go a little early because you did well, as always, on the show, and I appreciate you. But before we go, let me see. I just want to make sure that there's no other questions out there. And, of course, the next show that we're going to have is next Monday, of course. And who we got? Let me see. We got scheduled to come on. It's going to be Dominique Wilkins and Lovely Cherise. They're going to be coming on. They're two new authors that's out there.
Oh,
coming
wow.
on.
Okay.
They're going to be, you know them? They're going to be on the
yeah.
show next week.
Yeah.
So let's support them. And Cotton, you going to be here as well to help me out?
I will be there.
Okay. So we're going to have them come on, and they're going to be on the show. I don't know what happened to Deviant today. I don't know. He may have had something going on. But we are going to have them on the show next week, and they're going to be talking about their books and whatever sexual subject that comes up. Because, you know, we always have a subject we talk about. That's going to be coming up, and we'll be doing that. So I'm going to let you go right now to go.
Don't let us go yet. No, don't.
Okay.
Let me do
okay.
this one piece, and then you
All
can
right.
let us go.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
With each step, I'm reminded of how he kisses from the vibration as my feet touch ground. It's 5 o'clock, and I'm waiting on him to release what I've been waiting on since 7 a.m. This is intense, and, yeah, I'm a little nervous. My mind and parts of my body anxiously await, my heart's beating faster than it ever has before, hoping he'll use me breathing heavily, wanting him to explore. I wait. So I can have what's rightfully mine. He arrives. I'm patient. So I wait. And I wait. I anticipate him kissing the back of my hand as it interlocks with his. He kisses my lips as a symbol that I am beautiful to him. See, he towers over me. He's 6 feet. I'm only 5'3". And he's passionately kissing me softly. He kisses my forehead to say that he has missed me. My body melts into his. I sink in, but my patience is growing thin. For my only desire at this time, at this moment, on this day, as I wait and wait, is that he gives me more than 4 kisses. The sense of his body has me flustered, and I've been missing every part of him. But the best part of this is when he grabs my body and pulls me close, kisses my lips, tapping into my mental. I mean, he's tapping into more than just my body. See, his kisses started over the phone. See, he said my name in a poem. Then we played this flirty game. We were just getting started. Then he asked me how my day was going. Next, he sends me these beautiful lavender roses. Then you see where this is going. See, he gives me more than just 4 kisses. So in this love, there's nothing that I'm missing. softly spoken.
Wow. What's your response to that?
Wow. Wow. That's just it.
That's
I didn't know she had wrote that. You're lucky we out of time.
You have been hit. What are we going to do now? GPA is without words.
Oh,
that's
never
the first
happened.
Time that happened around me.
I'm looking at the clock. It says 9:59. Yeah, I
don't know what
to say.
That shit, I don't know what to say on that one, butter.
No, it's 9:59.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was looking at the thing, and I was like, wow, she spun off one of my poems called Four Kisses. I said, I dig that. I was so caught up in the poem. And then I looked at the clock, like, oh, it's 9:59 Central Time. I'm like, okay, we about to shut it down. Oh, man, that was hot. That was just hot. I ain't got nothing to say. That was just hot.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm glad that she's done that, and that's a good way to end this because I'm getting ready to go, but hey. We definitely want to keep supporting you guys and anybody. Y'all go ahead and support them. You can get them. They told you their information already, so hopefully you can do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you guys go, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks,
same
time.
See you next Monday.
All right.
Lost without you. Me and you are the only threat to us. till death do us. I'm standing next to you.
Wherever the body lies.